So we celebrate today two great and wonderful feasts, the Feast of the Holy Trinity and the great Feast of Father's Day. I'm sure that most of the fathers are all tuckered out from all those great meals that you had today and celebrations with your family, and that's really wonderful. But here's a story. There's a story told of a little boy whose big brother needed blood transfusion but had a very rare blood type, which only his little brother shared. The father asked the boy if he would be willing to give his blood to save his big brother's life. And the little lad agreed to do it. When the transfusion began, the little brother looked up at his dad and said, "Dad, how long will it take me to die?" We have the descriptive in the two great readings today from the first reading of Exodus, describing who this God really is. And so we have a descriptive from the prophet Moses, who says that a stiff-necked people were making a calf out of gold, molten gold, and they were forming this calf, and that was going to become their God, because it was a God they could put their arms around. It was a God that they could come to see and know. It was a God that was really less than they were. So Moses goes to the mountaintop, Mount Sinai. What does God say to him? God does not say, "You take those stiff-necked Jews and crush them because they don't remember me." That's not what he said. He said, "I am a God of love. I am a God of forgiveness." He said, "My mercy is filled today with love for my people." So the descriptive, not of Moses, not of the Jew, but of God himself, the Lord says, "I am a God of mercy and compassion." So the first descriptive of our God, even though it got a bit mixed up as we moved along in the early part of the Old Testament, was a God that didn't strike at people's hearts in destruction, but attempted to ever so gradually become a part of their lives through love. Paul suggests today that the foundational experience, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is the descriptive of that Trinity. That the Trinity is this one loving gift to each one of us. And it's a gift that we have received again and again in reconciliation, in moments of pain and loss, in times of trial and difficulty. That gift, that grace of our God, the communion of the Holy Spirit is with us. And then the Gospel of John today is the same descriptive. That this peace of Christ, if we want to know who our God is, know who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus was sent by God to be that description of who he is. And what did he do? Like that little child who thought he was giving up his life for his brother in a transfusion, the reality of it is that Jesus Christ literally did come to bring us that great promise of redemption by his death on the cross. And so what we have today is not just a descriptive of something we don't quite understand, one nature, three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, some kind of reflect. That isn't what we have. What we have is the descriptive of God as love. The descriptive of God as someone who comes to us in our moments of doubt and difficulty and transforms our lives. On Father's Day, we celebrate a great and wonderful time, the Feast of our fathers. Now, none of us are perfect. And I got to tell you, I had a dad who was certainly not perfect. He was not a very expressive kind of personality. He had that good Nordic style of personality. Didn't say much. But I'll never forget the day he came down to my room in Seal Beach. And he said to me, "Son, I just heard this. I'd made a mistake," and he found out about it. I hadn't told him. I don't know why I didn't tell him. I just didn't tell him. He said, "Why didn't you tell me? I could have helped you." So to me, that is the best form of how we can celebrate today. Not only the gift of Trinity, but to celebrate especially the gift of our own fathers. Our fathers here with us, our fathers who are distant from some other part of this land, and our fathers that are in heaven. There's a beautiful story from Ernest Hemingway, a short story found in a Spanish newspaper about a father and a son. And Hemingway says it's like this. A teenage boy named Paco and his very wealthy father had a huge falling out. And the young man ran away from home. It crushed his dad. And after a few days, his son did not yet returned, so he felt that somehow this was very serious, that his son Paco probably was not going to come home. And so he searched for him high and low. After 5 months, he finally, in a desperate attempt to find his son, took an ad in the Madrid city newspaper. And it read this: "Dear Paco, meet me at the Hotel Montana on noon this Tuesday. All is forgiven you, my son. My son, I love you. Signed, your father." And he said, on that Tuesday, in the office of the Hotel Montana, over 800 Pacos arrived in the hotel building. 800 Pacos, all looking for the reconciliation of their father. So my sisters and brothers, on this day, the day that we celebrate the precious gift of Trinity, the great sign of God's incredible, inevitable love for us, we pray for our fathers. If there's a need of some kind of reconciliation in our homes, in our lives, we pray especially for you, that either you and your son, or your son and your father, or your daughter and your father somehow find some reconciliation. My sisters and my brothers, life is so short. 800 Pacos in this world looking to reconcile with their father. And it's so true of our lives. And so I would beg you tonight, on this special night, we give great thanks to you. And we thank you for the love and the care, the goodness of your hearts. And if there is some need of some kind of reconciliation, I beg you, make that reconciliation tonight with your Father in heaven, with your Father here on earth. Expectations, I think, are the dread of the human condition. As the father of this community, I have all kinds of expectations. And they're destructive of me and ultimately of you. Expecting you to be perfect, Who's perfect? Expecting you to be on time and to stay till the end. Who's on time and who's going to stay till the end? Expecting you to be every single Sunday here in these pews, inviting the world to St. Monica's community. Who is doing that? We don't do it. But we try. And so if our expectations about ourselves, but especially about others, is so high, is so far out of reach, it's so destructive of who we are and what we can be. So let go of those things, my sisters and brothers. Live in the power and the gift and the grace of a love that's way beyond us. A love that says, I am willing to give my only son for you. For you, personally, by name. Our God knows us by name, by person. And that we, together tonight, celebrate and honor those who we love, our dear fathers in this world. And so we congratulate you. We honor you. I challenge you just a little bit. And we thank you for your great love and care for us. So let's congratulate our fathers here and our fathers in heaven now. Thank you. 800 Pacos in the room. There they are.